Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as I have a very special guest. Her name is Heather Montgomery, and she has her BS in biology and an MS in environmental education. I met her at Tanner Elementary School, where she had her second session with students in the same year. And that was unusual to be at Tanner Elementary School for two times in the same year. But I met you, gave you my business card, give me an email, you emailed me back, and here we are today. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Heather.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. It's great to talk to local folks.
Yeah, absolutely. From Limestone County. Right. I'm from Limestone County myself.
It's really fun.
And it's wonderful. I love what you're doing. I was impressed with how you were able to engage the young people at Tanner, and they listened. For the most part, I felt like they were learning something because you did get some feedback when you asked questions, and there were students that you noticed that were paying attention, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was really cool. I love to teach, and to just to see the kids that, like, their head kind of cocked sideways and you can tell they're really chewing on something you said, that's really powerful.
When you think back to your early years and where you are now, what led you down this path of biology and to care about the things that you do today?
So I was always an outdoor kid. Like, I was the one climbing the trees and running around in the creek and stuff like that. But I didn't understand that that was science until I was in seventh grade. I had a teacher who was fresh out of college, and she had all kinds of energy. And I really didn't make the connection between my love of animals and that class they called science, because science had always been a textbook before that. And I, you know, that just didn't make sense to me. But science is not that. Science is asking questions, right? Science is getting curious. I mean, it's like when you just go outside and you see something weird, you're like, wait, what's that? And why does it do that? And how's it do that? Yeah.
Interesting. And this teacher in particular was someone that influenced you, new to the game. Yep. She didn't realize how powerful she was at the moment, did she?
No, Mrs. Watson. Miss Watson was her name. And she's pretty amazing. I've since connected with her because I just want to let her know, you know, like, this is amazing to me that it really made a difference.
I've done that with my teachers from the past, all the way back to the first grade. I actually took my first grade teacher with me when I was speaking to some students, took her with me and said, this lady influenced my life as a first grader. And she's there. She's realizing that she was a big part of my life and showing appreciation for someone who's way retired, way out of the system, but someone that I could say, this person right here was a powerful influence for me. And I was so glad to be able to do that, to recognize Miss Thornton. She was a wonderful teacher. She had a tough time with me as a first grader. I had some major family problems happening at that time, show up late to school because there were people who didn't care whether I made it to school or not. I remember tying my shoelaces to the desk. I was that kind of kid. And so I'd gotten in trouble for something, and I decided, well, I'm going to tie my shoelaces to the desk. I'm not going to be able to get up if you tell me I have to get up. And she left me with the rest of the class to go to lunch, and I was stuck at the desk with my shoelaces tied to the desk and nobody to help me out. I couldn't very well carry the desk to lunch with me, so I was stuck there till they got back.
You were that kid, were you?
I was that kid.
But you learned by consequences, because she figured out the way to make it work for you.
Sure.
Right?
And here I am now subbing for elementary students, and I have to remember, wait a minute, I think I might have been a little bit that way.
You're probably more empathetic with the kids, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because I had some very difficult times, but teachers stepped in a role that really, honestly, they shouldn't have to, but they did. And that was by their choice, because they could have stuck with the books. They could have stuck with exactly what their curriculum was and said, this is what we're going to do, outside of making it one of those things to show that they actually cared about the person.
Yeah. But teachers care up. So much. They care. And so good for that you went back and recognized that, because they need that. Yeah. It's amazing what teachers do and what they give to their students every day.
Yes.
It's pretty powerful stuff.
And your first book, when did you put your first book together?
So I like to tell kids, I didn't figure it out till I had gray hair that I wanted to write books. And it took me a while to figure it out, like to learn. I published with traditional publishers. The first one was a part of an educational publishing approach. So it's not even my, like, it's not even my idea. It was a book on how to survive an earthquake. It was an assignment, which I like to tell kids, professional writers, we get assignments too. The difference is I can say no, thank you. But rarely do I ever, because every time I research a topic, I learn something fascinating. And that's kind of the approach you have to go at it with, right?
There's those questions again.
Yeah, exactly.
Have to be answered.
Right? Yeah. I'll tell a story. I was assigned to write a book about mummies, and history is not really my thing. So I'm like, you know, I was like, wait a second. I can find something interesting in mummies. So what I found were a bunch of rumors, a bunch of myths about mummies. And the question I had is, were they true? Like, this is really disgusting, but there was a story that said that people were grinding up mummies and using them as medicine, which is really disgusting. But it's actually true. And it came about because someone mistranslated a word into a medical text. And because of that, for years, people were using this material. So, but it's just the idea that the more you look at anything, the more you can find something fascinating. To me, critical thinking is really important and really valuable. So, like, I want to know, when you hear something, kids, how do you tell if it's true? You know? And that's a powerful lesson right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Finding the truth of things that people have always said.
Right.
Doesn't necessarily make it true because people have always said it, does
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a neat way to kind of help you find something that you value in every topic.
How much of our dirt is made up of animals and people?
That's right. Exactly.
I was just thinking of grinding up a mummy and how gross that might be, but if people put dirt in their mouth, exactly. are they not?
And we know that it's not a good idea because we now understand, you know, bacteria. But guess what? They didn't. And in fact, mummies are dried. Therefore, much of that is dead. And honestly, they were taking it for things like stomach aches. And guess what? Most of a mummy's calcium. And calcium is what we eat Tums for, right?
Right.
So it probably did actually work. They may have also had some side effects that they didn't plan for. So
yeah.
It's crazy.
You get into some pretty gross stuff.
Right, I do.
From what roadkill is on the back of your vehicle. Yeah. I see that.
Yeah.
But that's part of your learning experience. And without your experience, the materials that the young people to learn the facts, you are a person who is helping to guide people into what the truth is, but you're actually doing the boots on the ground, the work to prove this, to show it. You talked about an animal that you had found and then waiting on the buzzards to come because do they not just come the same day?
They don't necessarily they don't come the first day.
Right.
It's crazy to think about. Yeah, I mean, I wrote this entire book about roadkill, which why would you do that, especially not for young people? But the thing is, that book gave me this lesson that there are hard things in life. I did not like looking at dead animals, right? It hurt my heart. It also was just disgusting. But because I turned to it, because I looked at it, I could find that people were actually coming up with solutions, that people were actually using these dead bodies and making very important scientific discoveries. And so it's kind of the bigger message that we have to look at the hard things, right? Because that's the only way we're going to change them. So I picked up a coyote right off the side of the Highway 65, and I have permission, talked to the state game and fish folks, and I was interested in how it decomposes. Like, what actually happens when an animal decomposes? You know, we all know the basic stuff, but really, I visited it every day and drew it and documented who was visiting it and what maggots were there and the whole process. And it's just amazing to see that cycle in action. And the thing is, kids hear a lot of information, but they're really inquisitive. And to help them think about the process of discovery, hands-on, like when they can actually ask questions and follow their questions. Because to them, research is just an assignment that some teacher gives them. But that's not real research, you know? The real research is, hey, I want to know, you know, and follow it.
Part of the circle of life is death.
It is.
And if you're missing part of it, then you're not really getting the picture of the circle of life, right?
Right. And again, it's a hard topic, but it's the kind of thing that it really opens up your mind to think about bigger questions of life, you know? And that's powerful. So I didn't intend to write that book in first person point of view, but that's what happened. So it's my story as I went through looking at these animals that had lost their lives. Yeah.
What has been your most successful book thus far?
It's really hard because it's how do you define success? And all my books have come out at different times. I'll tell you the most popular picture book I have is What's in Your Pocket? Discovering Nature's Treasures.
Popular, that's a better word.
Yeah.
We'll use that. What's the most popular book?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, this book is about, it's anecdotes from 9 scientists as they were kids. So little Georgie picks up a seed pod and puts it in his pocket. And he goes home and he pulls it out of his pocket and it explodes. Seeds go all over the parlor. And ever after, little Georgie has to empty his pockets on the porch. Well, nobody knew that little Georgie would become George Washington Carver, who studied seeds and literally changed the way we think of things like the peanut, right? And so the whole book is that idea that children are doing these things that we don't always love as adults, you know, but they're learning and they're developing their skills in science and other areas. And so it's really fun because it connects kind of the science and the nature. And we know those kids that, you know, bring everything home in their pockets,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Everybody who's done laundry knows that.
I brought a rock yesterday. Here's my rock.
I love it.
It has a smiley face. I found it on the ground over at Johnson Elementary School. It had a smiley face on it, and I thought, well, that's a neat-looking little rock.
Yeah.
So I put it in my pocket, cleaned it off, put it in my pocket.
Right. And it's like your personal connection to that rock. Right?
Yeah.
And that's so cool. And, like, I would have seen it differently. And I love that, like, now I know something about you, right? Because you see a smile in the rock, which is awesome. Yeah.
One little crease right across the rock.
It's beautiful.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Heather Montgomery. She has a BS in biology and MS in environmental education. I met her at Tanner Elementary School as she was presenting to fifth graders. I was subbing that day for fifth graders, and I gave her my card, said to email me. She did, and we're talking to her today, and I hope that you'll stick with us for another segment. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. As I speak to Heather Montgomery, this has been an exciting conversation. For 4 days, Heather, I was at Tanner High School. I was subbing for agriscience, and George Washington Carver was the subject that these young people were writing about. And I wish you had been there with me, because they seemed so disinterested in anything about George Washington Carver and peanuts. They wanted nothing to do with what they had to do. They were on their cell phones. I was like, hey, get off your phone, doing other activities, other things other than what they were supposed to be focused on. And I think what you could have brought to the table by the way that you presented to those fifth graders is information that they could actually absorb. And if they would give you enough time, process what you're saying, and then turn around and say, I'm very interested in what George Washington Carver did. This makes sense, and this is why it's important to remember or to bring out this information about George Washington Carver, because he was an important part of our world.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, I said earlier that history's not really my jam, and it's true, because I didn't, for much of my life, I didn't realize that I have to find the way I relate to a subject. It's my job. It's not the teacher's job. It's not the topic's job. You know, I get these assignments. I'm like, eh. You know, even What's in Your Pocket, which now I just adore that book, I didn't want to write it. Editors asked me to write some picture book biographies of scientists. I'm like, eh, that's history. Oh, and I'm not so excited. And it took several times of them asking until I said, okay, let me go look. And I did. I read a whole bunch of biographies, you know, very dense biographies of scientists. And a lot of it, I wasn't that interested. But I had to stay open. And in every one, I would find one little moment of this person's life that was like, oh, I did that. I had to relate to it. And that became the book. All these little moments where I connected to somebody else. And so that's exactly the same way with kids. You know, they don't yet understand that they can connect to these subjects, but they have to look. They have to be open. And so many times we shut our minds down to the questions. We have questions, but we kind of shut them down internally. And that's the thing I've learned, is you just have to open up the faucet and let the questions come out, right?
Yes. And speaking of kids, how quickly were you able to parlay your writing into being able to speak to students and being asked to go to schools and to speak to young people?
That's a good question. I have a unique background that has helped me a lot with that, because I used to run an environmental center down near Jasper. It's called Camp McDowell Environmental Center.
I'm familiar.
Yeah. A lot of schools come and they'll stay 3 weeks or 3 weeks, 3 days or a week. And we teach outdoor science. So I have a lot of skill and experience in working with different school groups. So when I moved into this role as a writer, I wanted to teach, and I wanted to get out there and talk to kids. So I was able to do that even when I was writing, before I had got my first book published. I was writing magazines for Highlights and Science World and Scholastic Science, things like that. And so I just had to reach out, because I just love teaching. So
how did that make you feel to be asked to write for Highlights and Scholastic?
Yeah, right? They're pretty awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. It's quite a process. Just like getting a book published by a traditional publisher, there's a process, and you've got to figure out what they want. That's one of the challenges. So for a magazine like Highlights, you submit a manuscript or a piece. For other sorts of magazines, you submit some writing samples, and then they give you an assignment. And so I've written on assignment, for certain magazines. So yeah, it's interesting to learn every little industry has its own approach. Yeah.
And it just builds your resume.
Sure.
Too.
Sure.
I mean, when people are looking at your background and they say, wow, she's done this and this and this, that's very impressive. I mean, I was always taught humility, whatever you do, but at the same time, this is something that you've accomplished. You're well accomplished in the area that you decided to be in.
Yeah. I'm very fortunate in that early in the process of wanting to do this, I found an organization called the Society for Children's Book Writers and Illustrators, which is a mouthful, but it is literally the professional organization that taught me the business end of this, as well as some of the craft. Most of the craft I read, I learned myself by reading lots and lots and lots and lots of kids' books. If you're interested in writing kids' books, I recommend that. Reading recent books, because that way you learn they're not quite the same as they were when I was a kid,
Right.
And then through this organization, I learned about the industry and kind of how to write, even how to space your manuscript so that editors will read it. So yeah, it's an interesting process.
I need to find out about that organization, some more information, and maybe talk to you some more. Yeah. As I mentioned, Riley's Big Challenge is coming out soon.
That's awesome.
And it's an anti-bullying book. So I wanted to do something to try to encourage young people who maybe were being bullied or those who were bullying, maybe didn't realize how they're treating their peers, and answer some questions at the end of the book. So I have questions that they're supposed to answer after they read the story to say, is this how I should act toward other people? What is another response? How can I handle being bullied? How can I find within myself the power to overcome bullying? Those types of questions to get some critical thinking.
Yeah.
So they're the questions again.
Exactly.
But I want the young people to find the answers by maybe looking at the story and say, what Riley went through is something similar to what I've gone through. Mm-hmm. And now I have another person that I can look and say, okay, I'm not the only one. And if Riley can be successful, then I can be successful too. I can overcome this challenge. And that's the big challenge
right, for
Riley.
Yeah.
And so, I'm excited about that coming out, but I see where, you've touched on something that I'm interested in. Yeah. And when it comes to reaching children, I'm substitute teaching now because I wanted to interact with the new generation.
That's great.
It had been 25 years since I'd subbed. And so I'm now subbing the kids of the people that I would have subbed for before 25 years ago. This is a brand new generation, two generations that I've subbed for,
mm-hmm.
and just getting to know the young people and what they like. I've got a lot of catching up to do. I'm way behind.
Don't we all?
Even though I have a 10-year-old, mm-hmm. I'm way behind when it comes to overall young people and where they're at today.
But what's fascinating is the story about Riley is a story that we can relate to no matter what generation we're from, right? Like, that's a universal thing.
Yes.
And so that's the power of story, is we may couch it in different words for today's generation, but it's the same story. And that's the neat thing, is how stories can connect to individuals, but also bring them hope, and bring them a message of, every story has its own message.
Absolutely. I want people to know how they can connect with you, Heather. If they wanted to have you in a school, if they want to be able to look at what books you have and purchase your books, to learn more, to be able to have those questions answered. There may be a kid out there right now, a parent says, well, my child is very interested in what you're doing. Well, build on it and encourage your kid wherever they're at so that maybe one day they take that interest that is a little seed right now and it grows into a big oak tree.
That's right. It's going to happen. Yeah. People can find me at heatherlmontgomery.com. And on social media, it's at heatherlmont, M-O-N-T. Yeah.
That's great. And I look forward to having you on the show again, because there's a lot of information that we could pull in to this show. I can tell we could have a lot of conversations. So I'm looking forward to the time when we can have another conversation here on the Mark White Show.
I am as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. Folks, we've been talking to Heather Montgomery. We're enjoying this conversation very much. It was a great conversation. I hope you enjoyed it as well. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired in some way by the Mark White Show today, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Of course, I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.